Krishna Book, Canto 3, Vrindavana Kumar, Chapter 14, Scene 7, Brahma's Prayers, Part 7. My dear Lord, I have nothing to say about people who advertise that they have already realized God, or that by their realization they have themselves become God. But as far as I am concerned, I admit frankly that for me it is not possible to realize you by my body, mind, or speech. So, what can I say about you? Or how can I realize you with my senses? I cannot even think of you perfectly with my mind, which is the master of the senses. Your qualities, activities, and your body cannot be conceived by any person within this material world. It is only by your mercy that one can understand, to some extent, what you are. My dear Lord, you are the Supreme Lord of all creation. Although I sometimes falsely think that I am the master of this universe, I may be master of this universe, but there are innumerable universes, and there are innumerable Brahmas also who preside over these universes. But actually, you are the master of them all. As the super soul in everyone's heart, you know everything. Please, therefore, accept me as your surrendered servant. I hope that you will excuse me for disturbing you in your pastimes with your friends and calves. Now, if you will kindly allow me, I will immediately leave so that you can enjoy your friends and calves without my presence. My dear Lord Krishna, your very name suggests that you are all attractive. The attraction of the sun and the moon are all due to you. By the attraction of the sun, you are beautifying the very existence of the Yadu dynasty. With the attraction of the moon, you are enhancing the potency of this land, the demigods, the Brahmins, the cows, and the oceans. Because of your supreme attraction, demons like Kamsa and others are annihilated. Therefore, it is my deliberate conclusion that you are the only worshipable deity within the creation. Accept my humble obeisances until the annihilation of this material world. As long as there is sunshine within this material world, kindly accept my humble obeisances. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.